Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this October 18th, 2022. It is 10:32 on the clock, and we have two guests with us. I'm just going to keep saying the number two. And there just seems to be a theme already. Welcome back, everybody. We've got our friends from the United Way with us today. Terry Johns is here, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And superintendent and, I believe, a chairperson for the United Way this
campaign
year.
Campaign chair.
Mm-hmm. Craig Boren with us. Good to see you, Craig.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here, you guys. Appreciate the time. How's everybody doing? Everybody holding up well?
Doing good.
Terry, I would imagine you'd be happier. It's getting colder out there.
I am happy about this. Yeah, the weekend's looking a little too warm for me, but I'll suck it up. Take one for the team.
That's nice of you. You're such a giver. I wanted to get into a couple of things coming up with the United Way, but if you don't mind, if we could rewind for a second. How did McDonald's Day at the United Way go? Or United Way McDonald's Day go?
Everything went really well. It was very busy. You know, we did not have great weather that morning. Mm-hmm. For those who might remember last Wednesday, it was rainy and pretty cold and blowy. And so inside the restaurant, it seemed kind of quiet. Makes you a little nervous, you know, for the start. But drive-through stayed steady and was almost all the way out to the road several different times over the course of the morning. And then our friends at Domtar were actually doing their kickoff that day. So I actually had to leave. But Craig was there over lunchtime.
Yeah. I got there about 1 o'clock, and I was surprised to see how busy it was for that hour, because I had figured most people would probably come between like 11 and 1 for lunchtime, but I was late that day, and there was multiple people there. Got a bunch of cookies for the office, brought those back to the office. I'm not sure if people know that. I didn't know that. I Googled it. You can get fresh-baked hot cookies to bring, eat yourself or to take with you, and so that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip. Mm-hmm. And then, I went back later for the family, so that would have been about 6 or 6:30 after soccer practice and everything gets wrapped up. And I was mentioning to Terry before the start here, we sat in the drive-thru for probably a good 30 or 40 minutes, which is a good sign that they were decently busy that day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so good to hear.
Yeah, so it was awesome. So we, you know, I guess what comes out of that is we were able to, leverage a significant donation to go toward our annual campaign, which is, you know, always the goal, of course. 50% of the proceeds get donated to us. And, a big shout out to Ron Fish and Jeff Fish and Brian Meyer and the team at the local United Way, renaming the restaurant, at the local McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids. Because, you know, that's the other thing is they're doing a much greater volume than they do on a normal day. So they're bringing in, they had staff from Crossroads Commons over in Plover, and they had, you know, from a lot of their other restaurants that they bring in to help out that day. So they don't, you know, 1 year they asked us, not the current owners, but the previous owners, asked for volunteers. This is when I was on the United Way board. So you had to volunteer for a shift.
Oh.
But not just to, like, socialize with people. Now I ask people to just come socialize. But, like, to work the fryer.
Oh, wow.
So I'd be in, to be honest with you, because I worked in a fast food, not a McDonald's, in Kokona.
So you
I
have some
up.
Training.
Okay, tons. Right. Yeah. I logged 7 years at that restaurant, Dick's Drive-In in Kokona. If you're a Kokonaite, I don't know if that's what we're called, but if you're a Kokonan, something like that, then you're aware of Dick's Drive-In. Yeah, I worked there for 7 years. Yeah.
Oh. Awesome. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how it was done in the old days. And then they were kind of like, yeah, you guys probably stay out of our kitchen. You can wipe down tables and trays. And now, you know, now we're just there to be social, which is fun because, honestly, I see people there every year that I haven't seen since the year before at McDonald's. So, that's just – it's just really awesome and a great show of community, and we're very appreciative of everything that was done that day and all of the community members that came out to help support.
And, again, a big thank you to the community, to that McDonald's. Certainly appreciate them hosting, as they do every year. That's a fun thing. We are looking forward to Day of Caring that is coming up shortly from now. It's right around the corner.
Day of Caring, yes, is coming up this Saturday, and it is we are no longer taking registrations for yards, because sometimes when I'm on here with you, then it kind of comes up. You know, people hear it, and they're like, oh. Yeah. So we can't take any more yards. We are at our full capacity, but we are still registering volunteers, and we do still have some T-shirts left, and I believe it's a terrible color.
It's an amazing color. It's the greatest color of all time, Terry. I may be a little biased about this.
So I'm teasing. It's not a terrible color. But I knew James liked it. But the T-shirts are Orange this year, and I think they actually even have a more trendy name than just Orange, but not like Safety Orange, but just a nice, you know, subtle orange. But so everyone who comes out to rake gets a free T-shirt. If for some reason we run out of the orange ones, because we are close, which that means that we have 400 volunteers registered once we run out of orange shirts. But we do have some shirts left from last year and the year before. So you definitely can get a shirt, even if you didn't get registered in time for this year's. And we are meeting at 8 a.m. on Saturday at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Volunteers will be provided with a hot breakfast. The ladies from the Grand Rapids Lions Club help to coordinate that. Pancakes, and then we have a donation from Ocean Spray of juice. Pepsi donates water, so we've got all kinds of donations happening. 8 o'clock breakfast, 9 o'clock. We send everybody out to do their raking.
It does look like Saturday morning. It's going to be in the little mid forties, early fifties, somewhere around there. So certainly want to dress properly for that. That's something to keep in mind. But other than that, I mean, it's going to be one of the best days of the year. I can tell you that right now. I mean, especially to those that are listening that aren't from the area or don't just move to this area. On Saturday, you're going to be bopping around town and you're going to see tons of people in these orange shirts. And they're more times than not helping out strangers. The strangers helping out strangers. It's one of those cool things that we get to see every year at this time of year. And it's a part of fall to me now. It's a huge part of autumn now. It's just as much as the trees changing colors and everything is seeing these going around rapids here and seeing people in different neighborhoods raking. And when you see those shirts, it's another reminder of this.
Well, it's really cool to see the varieties of volunteers. You know, we have families, we've got people who have just always done, you know, groups from workplaces. Like there's a group from Solaris that has assembled for years and years and years. You know, they're just like all just coworkers going, yeah, let's go do that. But then we also have a lot of school groups. And I think that that's really a cool thing, too. So we'll have Student Council or National Honor Society, Key Club. There's just a whole bunch of those. And actually, a lot of the kids are in multiple groups, so it's like, which group do I volunteer with? But we have but we do have groups from Lincoln High School, from Assumption, and from Nakusa. So I think that it's cool to call out those kids as well for giving that time and being engaged in that way.
Absolutely. Craig, in your day job as superintendent, do you see a crossover with that, with these kids, you know, putting into their community and that, you know, kind of them putting into their schools, or at least, you know, being a little more focused in school, being a little more in tune with school, that kind of thing?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And the idea of kids in particular, kids want to get engaged and help their community and be a valued part of that community, which of course they are. But finding these opportunities that are more obvious, let's call it that, right?
Yeah.
And what a group of kids could bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're super lucky at Lincoln, and I know Nakusa and our other local school districts, Assumption and so forth, do a great job. And we have, you know, great community, which yields great kids. And so this idea of a commitment to come out and rake on a Saturday for a lot of these kids is something they're probably looking forward to.
Yeah.
You know, if it was their yard and mom and dad said, hey, you got to rake the yard, that probably wouldn't be super awesome.
But whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't that the way.
This will be great. I can guarantee it. The kids have a good time and it will be engaging and they'll feel some accomplishment after getting that done. And I was thinking, too, timing-wise, because Terry mentioned blowy earlier, that it was a little blowy last week, Wednesday. Well, guess what? It's been quite blowy yesterday and today. Timing-wise, it couldn't be better, because that would probably mean by Saturday, when it's going to be maybe 60, 65 in the afternoon, you're probably going to be raking what should be the majority of leaves have already fallen from your trees, unless you're an unfortunate soul that has oak trees and they hang on to those all winter long and drop them in the fall again. But anyway, so I think timing-wise, as well as engagement and commitment, it's a pretty sweet spot.
Yeah.
There's such now there's certainly the I think easy to see things of this. If you can help out some of our locally you know, senior family, you know, community members, disabled community members, helping them out any chance we can get, you know, sign me up. It sounds like a good idea. There's so many other added benefits to this too. We're talking about kids. All these kids, whether they're a part of this day or not, are bopping around town and they're seeing adults doing this. They're seeing adult strangers helping another adult, you know, out. And that's a good example for them. They learn from these things. If they're actually participating, it's another huge part of it as well. And there's the camaraderie of it. I've done this a couple of years, and last year was able to do it with Seth and his wife and the boys, and I had a good time with them doing this, and that was fun. And the Seth and I never get to hang out outside of work or anything, so like that was almost that for us. And then the first year I did this, and I've shared this story before, and I will do it till the end of my last days on this earth. I will talk about this story because it's one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me. I sign up for Day of Caring. I don't have a group to do this with, so Terry and Amy and the gang over there found me a lawn that was good enough for one person. I go over there and I'm meeting this gentleman and his wife, and he's just a great guy. And he opens up the garage to get some bags out for me, and I see all this White Sox paraphernalia in the middle of Wisconsin Rapids. And as a White Sox fan, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, wait a minute, what the heck is this? And we start talking, and this guy is from the area. He is grew up a diehard White Sox fan. He gives me an old White Sox hat that he doesn't use anymore. And then on top of it, the neighbor who he's living next to happens to be one of our longtime listeners, Gary, who I've known for years, but I've never actually met the man. And it was just kind of a funny scenario, and it wouldn't have happened if I didn't sign up for this. And it's a day that I swear to you, the rest of my life, I'll remember this and talk about it and meeting those people. And that's just one time. That's just one family. I can't imagine how often that can happen if you continue to do this and are part of this and what you can get from putting into your community. There's all the things that we've been talking about. There's so many things that happen organically that we're not going to be able to tell you because they haven't, you know, it just happens organically.
Absolutely. That is a good good segue to remind anyone who is signed up, because I know that many of the yards that we will be raking, those participants are listen to the show. So just a reminder that the bags are the responsibility of the homeowner. And so if you are in Port Edwards, the leaves get raked to the curb, so you don't need bags. But if you are in Wisconsin Rapids, you have to have paper bags. We cannot use plastic bags for bagging, and we do not have paper bags to bring along. So you can get those at any local hardware store, big box retailers, you know, Home Depot, Walmart, that kind of thing. But you have to have paper. And sometimes there's a little pushback on that, like why? Because the paper bags can go right in the mulcher with the leaves. Mm-hmm. And so that's really the gist of it, is nobody's trying to empty leaves out of a plastic bag. If you've ever tried to do that, it's overly pleasant. No. So you do need to have bags. You've got a few days to get that taken care of. But make sure that you have what the volunteers need. They will bring their own rakes and their own gloves and that kind of stuff. But you do need to provide bags.
When it comes to people, you know, because you said that we're still taking volunteers and everything, if just a solo person wants to be a part of this, or if we have a group of people, can you take all comers?
Absolutely. Yep, we can take anybody. And if for some reason Saturday just isn't, you want to sign up, but Saturday just really isn't a great fit, we typically have some overflow that we take care of next week during the week. And so, you know, if Saturday just really is out for you, but you could do it next Tuesday, we'll still take you. So hop online, uwswac.org, and sign up, or you can give Amy a call over at 211.
I see that your wreath silent auction is kicked off again.
Yes, so we have a wreath silent auction coming up. That'll be the first week of December. And so we are currently taking donations of new wreaths. There are some minimum requirements. I believe they have to be at least 12 inches. We learn as we go. This is our third year, and we had one year where we had some little mini wreaths. Mm. And those don't maybe sell as well as, you know, as a good size. It's meant to be like a door wreath or maybe for a hearth. And so there will be 10 wreaths in the auction, and I believe we have 4 spots left. So if you are creative and crafty and interested in donating a wreath, it can be fresh or artificial, and it can be lit or unlit. We encourage you to go to our website and sign up to donate one of those, and then they will be available for an online auction. I'm sorry, in the first week of December.
With these, this is a program I should warn people. If you do this for a loved one, especially your mom, they're going to want you to do it every year. Every year going forward, you're going to be doing this. And you're going to be very thankful too as well.
We'll take your money, James. It's okay.
I have no problem with it because I know it goes right back into this community and helps out a lot of things, including myself in some ways. You know, because honestly, this affects everybody. What the United Way does and the way that they put into their community and the way that it has been designed, it affects affects so many different things. In one way or another, there is none of us in this community that aren't, and our lives are not improved thanks to the United Way. Sometimes it's a direct way, sometimes it's in a roundabout way or a 6 degrees of separation. But make no mistake about it, every single one of us are impacted by the United Way in this community in a positive way. These kind of events that we can do to be a part of them and stuff and add to the cause, if you will, are great. And we get a really cool reef out of it. Get a one-of-a-kind reef out of it, Terry.
That's a good point. That's really a good point.
In this day and age, especially, people love that kind of thing. So this is a really fun one. And again, you can find out, you can sign up for the auction or be a donate a reef as well at uwswac.org.
Absolutely. So one of the other things that we're super busy with right now is fall campaign, which we can't really hide from anyone, right? Like, hopefully people are seeing that we're in campaign time. And one of the incentives that we have is our sweepstakes, which has been going on for several years. I believe this might be year 12 already for sweepstakes. So anyone who makes a donation of $52 or more qualifies for the sweepstakes prize, $1,000 cash prizes. Those are donated by local businesses, Aspirus Health, Gunderson Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So it's not campaign donations that are funding those prizes. It's these five companies who say, you know, we believe in what you're doing. We understand why we understand why there's value in people giving a dollar a week and also increasing their donation if they've been at that point. So we do encourage people to join in and you know, get in on the action. Make a donation if you haven't already. We have probably about maybe only like four workplaces in. So it is early. A lot of workplace campaigns are still running or they're tabulating numbers yet within their organizations. So it's kind of a little bit of a waiting game right now, but it's also a good time to be just connecting with the public in general in case they're not connected to a workplace or they didn't receive something in the mail from us, encouraging them to get involved with the campaign.
Terry, when it comes to being like, being a part of the sweepstakes here, is it one shot and you win and you get that one shot and that's it? I mean,
so, well, every year that you give, you would qualify. And the way that it's done, because it's a sweepstakes, is that you actually get 50 entries if you give a dollar a week. And if you increase, you actually get double entries, so you get 100 entries. And part of that is, too, is because for a sweepstakes, people could mail in an entry. So if they want to mail us their entries, they got to send us 50 stamps.
I was trying to find a way to
set you up for that. Or just make a donation. Make a donation?
Just making a donation goes a long way right there, just being able to do that. And it's an easy enough thing to be a part of, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do have, it's kind of fun, we have all of the winners posted on our website from the very first year. So it's just fun to see the different locations, too, of businesses. Because, again, it's just all a game of chance. But it is fun to see the variety of workplaces that are involved with the campaign and where we've been able to celebrate winners. And, you know, who doesn't want to? It's very fun. Who doesn't want to go out the second or third week of December and give out $1,000 checks?
It's
pretty cool.
It seems like a really fun gig. And again, uwswac.org. There's other things you want to touch on, Terry? Anything else you want to
Craig, you have anything you want to touch on today?
Well, absolutely. So what I was thinking when you're talking about the sweepstakes is just to, again, put the shout out to say, make a contribution. And the United Way of Southwood and Adams County makes it super easy. So if you navigate to the website that James just mentioned, there's a multitude of ways that you can donate. If you are part of an entity that's doing a campaign, then it can get even easier in terms of auto payroll deduction and things like that. So the appeal to the community would be to say, I don't know a lot of people that can't afford at least a buck a week in terms of a contribution level. And if that's your starting point or any dollar amount, if all you got is 20 bucks because that's all you got, that's perfectly fine too. But if you haven't donated before, if you intend to donate sometime in the future, we would of course ask that you do that because the impact of the dollars that are provided, as James mentioned earlier, is absolutely beneficial to the local community. And you have that capability at the United Way with your giving too to direct where those dollars go. go if you would like them to be spent in Southwood County versus Adams County or both, and then also to various programs and services that United Way supports and sponsors. And again, the ramifications are broad, because when you're donating dollars to our local United Way, it's not like 20% or 30% or 50% goes back to some national or global entity. They are spent, the vast majority of dollars are invested here locally, and I can't emphasize that enough. And then the amount of overlap. So as an individual involved with the schools, we have some programs, of course, that benefit kids and families that are associated with the schools. But more than that would be the comprehensiveness of the programming that the United Way supports, which has to do with having a healthy community. Mm-hmm. And clearly, if we have a more healthy community, we have more healthy schools and better engagement in that regard. And we're super lucky here because, as you mentioned, also in this program, we have an outstanding community. There's a lot of commitment and engagement around these topics, but I can't emphasize enough. If it's $20 you can give or $2,000 you can give, if it's invested to the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, you can rest assured that there's going to be a significant impact locally in our community.
Mm-hmm. And another way that you can give is coming up. Terry, it may for the audience may be hard to imagine a day when I wasn't here, but I haven't been here that long. It feels like about 20 years, but it's only been about 10 or so. But since I've been a part of WFHR, even going way back to my early days in radio, one of the things that they talked about and told me about, wait until the radiothon. Wait until that. You're going to love this. You're going to love that event. And Carl, Bob, everybody that told me about this event were so dead on right about it. It's one of our favorite days of the year is the United Way Radiothon. And we are so thankful to be able to tell you guys that we are bringing it back. November 16th is the date. We're going to be opening up our doors and our airwaves to the United Way. You guys come in. You take over our morning show, our morning magazine, and we have some fun.
That's not entirely true, because you don't let me sit in that chair.
Well, within reason. She is my big sister. I mean, I'm not going to let her, like, I'm not going to give her the tools to like, you know, rab me with everything.
Okay, but in all seriousness. Yeah. So on November 16th, which is a Wednesday, we will be talking United Way and partner programs and initiatives for the whole, basically the whole time that we are, mm-hmm. we're live on the air here. So there will be a variety of guests. I will be here the whole time, and James will be here the whole time. Mm-hmm. Craig will be here for a segment talking about his role as the campaign chair. And then we'll be bringing in some of our key partner programs. So working on filling those spots right now. But they'll be coming in for, 20-minute slots or so, where they're going to come and talk about how United Way impacts their program. Yeah. Without the United Way funding, what would that mean for their program? Or because of United Way funding, we can offer this to the community. And so we will hear from several of our partners, obviously. We can't fit them all in, or we'd only talk to them for a couple of minutes. But we'll definitely get some of our partners here, have them be talking about that and sharing with the audience. And the date is pretty strategic on purpose because the sweepstakes deadline is that Friday. So if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure, you maybe want to give for individuals, that's it's a good time to do that. Tune in and listen. And then the other really awesome thing that happens is for local businesses, any business that is willing to make a donation to United Way between $500 and $1,000 will receive the like amount of in-kind advertising from WFHR, WIRI for a new ad campaign. So they don't have to be new to the radio station. They could be currently advertising, but it would be for something new, an mm-hmm. additional item that they might want to advertise for. But I think that that's really a cool opportunity for local businesses that are already part of the WFHR family, but also ones who have been kind of thinking about it. So you make a donation to United Way, you get in-kind advertising to use in the upcoming months.
It's a real fun and perfect partnership. The United Way's goal is to take care of local, and our job is to cover local and to take care of our local people. It's a win-win situation to come together like this, and it's been so fun to see. I had listeners, part of the reason that Terry and I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks behind the scenes and working with civic media and all that, is because I've heard from listeners that they were wondering, hey, I hadn't heard you talk about the radiothon. Is that coming up again? Are you guys going to do that again? That kind of thing. So it's not just us here in the building or a part of these organizations that are interested in this. Our community loves this day too. And one of the things that I found from talking to people, they like the opportunity to donate. It's a very simple, easy way, kind of like directly to donate. But we have you guys on all the time. We talk about the United Way a bit, quite a bit. And we still don't cover everything. We still don't really get to get in depth about a lot of these things. Do we tell you, hey, the United Way helps with child care? Okay, but how do they help with child care? What do they do? Who are they impacting? The Radiothon gives us this wonderful opportunity to stretch our legs and be able to talk about this stuff kind of more without the like, beating of the clock, if you will, of like, okay, we only got 20-some minutes to talk. I got to get this, this, and this. And we are able to like stretch our legs a little bit more, get to know a lot of our community members, a lot of people that we don't always get to hear from and talk to, as well as put a huge spotlight on what the United Way is doing for the Southwood and Adams counties.
Yeah,
it's a fun opportunity.
It is. It's really great, and it's fun to bring some of our partners along. You know, a lot of them do have morning magazine spots like this, or they get here somehow, you know, through Encourage or something like that. But it is a good opportunity for them to be able to talk about their impact and what they're doing in the community and how that is made possible through support from United Way.
Mm-hmm. So we got a couple of minutes left. Do you want to go over Day of Caring again at all? Or is there anything else that you wanted to touch on, Tara?
Sure. So, yep, just a reminder to everyone that Day of Caring is coming up this Saturday. I've guaranteed perfect weather for Rakers. And so that will be 8 a.m. Grand Rapids Lions Club, hot breakfast. And then 9 a.m. is when you get sent out for your raking assignments. If you're part of a group, we do have some big groups that know get their yards ahead of time. So if you're part of a big group and you already have your raking assignments, that doesn't mean you have to skip breakfast, because we've kind of had that question come up a little bit, like, if I already have my shirt, do I still, you know, can mm-hmm. I still come to breakfast? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So come on out for breakfast, Grand Rapids Lions at 8, 9 o'clock raking, and we could still use volunteers if you are interested, and maybe you've been holding out to see what the weather was going to be like. So if you've been holding out or you now are available on Saturday, go on to our website, uwswac.org, and sign up to volunteer, or you can call Amy at 211 today or tomorrow and sign up. You get a free t-shirt, and it's guaranteed to be a great time. And I would say 99% of the volunteers are done no later than noon.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not something that carries long into the day. That's so if you're a kid and you're listening and then your parents are waiting for you to come home and rake, maybe go out to lunch with your friends after, right? then go home.
You mentioned kids. If you're under 18 and you want to be a part of this Day of Caring, it is important that you get an adult co-sign that.
Yeah, so there is a waiver that needs to be signed by a parent or guardian, and it's just a simple permission slip form saying that, yep, that's, you know, that's good that they can do that.
And we'll take groups, we'll take individuals.
We will take anyone.
Just sign up right now, uwswac.org. Terry, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we've talked about, send them to the website. How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give us a call at 715-421-0390. We'd be happy to answer your questions over the phone, via email, or, you know, definitely willing to reach out and meet with people as well.
Always good to have you both in. And thanks a lot for coming in, Craig. We didn't know we were going to have you too. We got a bonus here. That was fun. That was really good. Appreciate the time from both of you and everything you put into the community. Thank you for everything. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow with more Morning Magazine. In part one, we're going to welcome Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer in. We'll talk with Shane, catch up with him about some of the community stuff going on. We'll also have Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in to record. Be sure to catch that at their YouTube page, to subscribe to their page. In part two, we'll catch up with our good friend Mike Hittner, talk about the Historic Point Boss and their spirit walk coming up. Looking forward to that. And then on Thursday, Rome update with our friends from Visit Rome Bureau and Jackie Carantini in part two. On Friday, we'll wrap up the week with Senator Patrick Teston joining us. And in part two, we'll talk with Alliant Energy and some of the interesting things they've got going on. Nothing but good conversations coming up the rest of the week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. We are locally grown radio.